Okay. We're going to do Daf Ayin Tet today. Today's shiur is sponsored by Simcha Klein. Zei Chodesh Bas. Rav Yitzchak Ben Peretz. Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah.
Okay. So we could go back to Birur Minhi, right? On, it's like 5 lines, 6 lines from the bottom on Ayin Tet on the base. So the first, we're going to ask the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda said that we do the concept of rowing. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says rowing gilu yain edom. Now we're going to bring a brisa. Okay, it's delishu tamim ali rokin. You have a pail that's filled with spittle, the bilo, right? And you dip and toivel the cleave, which has the roke in it, into a mikvah. Kiilu lo tovel. It says if you didn't tovel in the mikvah because the spit is a hefsek, it's a chatzitza for the water that to go inside. But meiraglayim, the dli is filled with urine. Rowing also kiilu hein mayim. You view the urine inside as if it's water, so it becomes min v'mino. It's you have the kind of a shaka, so water is not touching water, and therefore the pail is kosher. Mole mechatas. Let's say it's filled with mechatas water, which has the upper epipar or duma mixed up inside. So then we say ad sheyirbu hamayim al mechatas. So you have min v'mino over here. And what do? You have to wait for a row. You have to have more mikvah water than mechatas water. So that seems to be the stira, right? The Mishnah says, "Man Shalom say the Eastly Rowan." Who's the Tan who says the concept of rowan? That would be Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why, so the Mishnah that we're talking about over here has to be Rabbi Yehuda, because by the Meir Aglayim, it says rowan also with Elaine Mayim. Yet, nevertheless, the Katani, the Sagli Baruba. Nevertheless, he says afterwards that when it comes to mechatas, you need row. So what does he hold? The Gemara answered, so Amar Abaye, lo kasha, there was no kasha. Haditei, hadirabe. One case he's talking about his own shita, and one he's talking about the Rebbe shita. His own shita, the mission that says that the mechatas matbilim the robe, right? That's the day. That is Rabbi Yehuda's shita himself, right? But the hadirabe, the braisa that says that you see the you view the white wine as if it's red wine. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Gamliel, who's machmir by the dinei bittol by min b'mino. Gamliel, according to this shita. The whole time throughout Shas, when we see Rabbi Yehuda holds Mimbimino in the bottle, that's not really Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds its bottle, they're rowing. But Rabbi Gamliel would say that you're machmer by bittel, by Mimbimino, that's not bottle, and therefore by Mimbimino, he's more machmer and he's just the concept of rowing. And you have to estimate if it was something else that wasn't Mimbimino, you have to estimate that. But Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole concept that Mimbimino is bottle, and Mimbimino, we hold the concept of rowing. Okay, the Sanya, so where do we see that Rabbi Gamliel is machmir by Tarobus Mimbimino that he's not bottle? The Sanya, the Bryce that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda says, name Rabbi Gamliel, pretty flourish, ain't dam avato dam, blood cannot move on, Mimbimino is not the right, so you have a Tarobus dam that's ready to be this rock on the Mizbeya, like if you have a dam of carbon that's mixed up with a dam of the Behemothulim, so it's not bottle, and therefore, it's kosher for Zrika, so it's still happy to grow for Zrika, it's full in Gazara. But, so therefore also, and then he says, can you take concept by mitzvah kisa yadam? If the blood is mixed up, if the blood of a chaya and an oaf are mixed up, right? If the blood of a chaya or oaf is mixed up with the dam of the hema, which needs kisoy, right? The dam is not mevatel, and therefore he still has to do the concept of kisoy yadam on the blood. And he also says, ein rok mevatel rok. The spit of an adam tar is not mevatel the rok of the spit of a zav. So if they're mixed together, nevertheless, it's mimbimino, it's not bottle, and therefore that spit is still coming. It's going to be matami, because of the spit of a dog stuck inside there. And again, ein meiraglayim, mevatel meiraglayim. The same concept, we say, but the meiraglayim of a tar person is not mevatel, the meiraglayim of a tame of a dog, and therefore if they're mixed together, they're still matami. Not matami. So you see from here, according to the shita, Rabbi Gamliel is machmir to the Rashi. Hadirave, right? Hadit man lael, what we said before. Rowing also kihilu hu yayin edom. That's the Rabbi to whom machmir bebittol. He's machmir when it comes to bittol. Did we do this yesterday? He's machmir bebittol. Ki hechi de machmir bimino. Oh, we said that already. Right. The amar lo batil klal. I'm just going to read it now. Well, mimish ein amino nami the isle bittol. But kaim along kolz mat shemar muat nikkav rov no batil machmir nami. But amar the hechi de arayin shavik. Go yayin love. My the rowing also kihilu edom. The long side liberu. That was the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. So according to this, Rabbi Gamliel is the one who says, Mimbimino ain't a batel. That's Bayashita. Rava answers the steer a little differently. Again, we have the steer of Rabbi Yehuda. One case it says row, one case it says rowing. And there's a whole problem because the postal says the kashas. What do you mean? In our Mishnah, it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say rowing, he doesn't say row, he says ain't a batel. But Rava Amar, he just say that our Mishnah and the Brisa are one Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda does hold like the Mishnah that says that Min B'mino is not Batol, and Min B'sh'enam Mino, we say Rowan, when they look the same, when they look the same. And what we, so the steer was, why by Mechakas, right, this is what the Brisa, why we say by Mechakas, that they're Vavata Barov. That was the problem. That Brisa was Rabbi Yehuda, and it says the Mechakas Vavata Barov. That should be a stero because we have min b'mino. If you look at the whole min b'mino in the bottle, why min b'mino by the mechatas is a bottle of a rove? And he says, no, the problem is like this. It's bidli shetocho tahor. The inside of this kli feres is tahor. The gabo tamei askinan. And the outside is tamei. So basically, you have, that's the mechatas is inside. The inside is tahor. The outside is tamei. So midina sagilu b'choldehu. So merely al pidin, all you have to do is we togel the kli. You don't have to fill up the inside. You just have to togel the kli until the water rises above the lid. And that's it. Because the inside is tahor. You don't have to do anything with it. But Moshe and Michal Yitzchak used this gemara as one of the riots in their tshuvas by togel electrical appliances. Moshe says you don't have to togel the electric part itself. That's not going to be used. This is one of the places where they get the idea from. And you see there's the concept of being togel, not the whole thing. It's part that becomes tamei. Not the entire thing, right? He says, "B'dlisha toko tover gavatam eskinon." The medina struggle with the cold. Really, al pidin, you just have to do a little bit. You just have to do it to the outside. The water just has to go over the mikvah, to go over the lid. The rabbanim who the gazer b'hu, and the rabbanim made the gazera. They said that you have to be told even the inside, with the meisatas inside. But they had a chash. Dilma chayis alohu. Maybe the person who has the meisatas, the person who has the meisatas, is going to be chayis. He doesn't want to wound the meisatas. It's a water, because the meisatas is mixed up with water, right? The water is supposed to come over the lid. The meisatas is mixed up with water, then you're going to have a problem. So what is it? So what do they say? Dilma chayis lehu, velo matule. And they won't be told of it. They won't be told of it at all, right? And therefore, they'll be told of it, but they won't let the water rise above the lid. And it won't work then. Right? The thing is still tummy, right? Fine, so that would be the case. That the tefillah wouldn't work. So because of the chash, they made the gzera that the tefillah won't work until you have sufficient water to mevatel the mechatas. The keva di ika rubuya, and once you have roe, lo sara. You're right. It's ain't no, it's mivim mino, it's ain't no bottle, you don't do rowing. But the only reason why they did it is because of gzera. So once you have the gzera, it says, as long as there's roe. That's weird. The whole gzera was, you're worried that they're going to be chayas in the mechatas, and therefore they're not going to dip it in. So you make the gzera, and you have to put all the water inside with the mechatas as well. People aren't going to be chayas in the mechatas, and they won't do it there either. That's really definitely going to ruin the mechatas. Right, look at the toast of the Rashi of the Rabbanan Hu. It says, Rabbanan Hu, the Medina, what about the Medina Sagile Bikisas Mayam Atoko Koldehu, Shetala Tzvila Lesvaso, Natoko Ein Sarah Tzvila. The inside doesn't eat Tzvila. Rabbanan Hu de Gazer, Sheyit Belenu Yothen. You do a real full fledged Tzvila. The Amar, the Sagile Bikisas Gabo, because if you say that's just enough to do the Tzvila on the outside, Dilma Chayes Halei Al Mechatas, you're going to be worried that you're not going to want to ruin the Mechatas. Shelo Yisarbu Mei Mikvah L'Toko, the Mei Mikvah won't go inside the Yivsulu and the Pasul the Mechatas. Velo Mat Vilei, the Svat Sakri, and you won't do Tvila, a sufficient Tvila up to the lid. The Ficha Gazrulav, who had Vilo Ula Toslo, it adds in, Rashi adds in. Ula Toslan, the Mechatas says. They're worried that you won't do appropriate Tzvila because you're going to ruin the mechatas. So they make it clear you have to ruin the mechatas, right? The keva the ika ribuya, and once you have a robe, sulo tsarich, you don't have to do any more. You don't need the row in. You don't have the mimbamino. You don't need any of that stuff. That tzvila's toko churbe almahu. But it's just tzvila betoko. It's just it's chumad the rabbanon. Robe is sufficient enough to do the bittul over there. Okay. So the Rishonim they point out that you can't. Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara brings the Kvalim when it comes to Bittul. Kvali Bittul. So Amar Rava, right? Rava says there are certain times there'll be three different types of Bittul. Amor Rabbanon. Sometimes the Rabbanon say that we do Bittul b'taima, whether it's no same time, concept of no same time, and the Amor Rabbanon b'ruva. There's sometimes we do Bittul b'rov. This rov had there. then the tarobus is mutter. But I'm rabbanu bechazusa, and sometimes we base it on what it looks like. Gemara explains min b'she'enu mino. Let's say you have min b'she'enu mino. So you have half a case. You have the milk falling into the chicken coop. Min b'she'enu mino. That's b'taima. That's b'tam. Right? Since you can tell the difference between the two tastes, the two different items. So then the concept is that min b'mino is but min b'she'enu mino is butel b'tam. So they're right. I mean, the example that they give a lot is Truman Fulin. So the Kohen can taste it. Right? Then we also have Mimbamino that we always talk about in the context of the Trela, having someone taste it. We don't do that now. We say the Mimbamino is Batal Bashishin. Right? That's the ratio. What one Isser to 60 Heter. So Machlokas, the Tosaf talks about, is a Machlokas whether the concept of Shishin is a Dindoraisa or a Dindorabanon. Right? Rashi Tosaf, the first line of Tosaf, I'm a Rabanon. It's the big Tosaf. He says, Umidalo Nakat Bashishim. Obimeya, since it doesn't say that Mimbamino is Batal Bashishim or it's Batal Bameya, Mashma de Midoraisa. We're talking about Dindoraisa. Tosas holds that Midoraisa, you can do, it goes by Tam. Right? It goes by Tam, and you can get into the whole focus between the Ramah and the Shah of how you determine Mimbamino and Mimbamino. You go according to Tam, you go according to what the name of the item is. Right? He says, Mashma de Raisa Irisha Taima, the Taima. Okay, Mashma Lael. We also see before that Tam Kirkus de Raisa. What was the case we saw before that Tam Kirkus de Raisa? We saw the case. But Orez Sheyishbo Tam Dogam. We had the rice, and at the taste of the wheat, Yechayiv Chala, Yechayiv Chala, and Yotzim Oyedei Chavasa B'Pesach. How can be Yotzim Yechayiv B'Pesach if it's only, if you have to go to 60? Right? It's just Tam's enough. The other way to say is that, no, they made the Cheshbon, and they found out that Tama is 60. Anyway, so that's the case of Mimdu She'en Amino is Batal B'Nosein Tam. Mimbamino, you have three pieces of meat. You can't determine the taste between the two. They taste the same. So Mimbamino, it's Beruba. That's Rove. Two to head there. One is, sir, it's Batal Berove. Machlokas between the Rush and the Rashba and everybody else, whether you can eat all three, all three at once. One person eat them all three. Okay. And Hecha de Ikas Azusa, and the place where the way the item looks is important. What's that? That's, so we're not down the Gabi Achil. We're talking, I guess, like the mikvah. What the mikvah looks like. Right, it's important. Then it's bimare. Then you have to check what it looks like. Right, if the water doesn't look like water anymore, then it's batel. If it still looks like water, then it's good. Right, Rashi says v'hecha diika chazusa mili things the lo tali b'tama. They're not totally in the taste. Ela b'chazusa kigol me'in tefilas mikvah b'chazusa. Fine. Okay. And Ayin Chesam and Aleph, we had mentioned the Shita of Reish Lakish, who says that Isser is Revatal Zed Zed. Where did we see that? Because Reish Lakish had the case right when the second case of the Gemara on Ayin Chesam and Aleph, it said, Amar Reish Lakish, HaPigol, you have Pigol, the Hanosar, and Nosar, right? The Atameh, Shebalon Zeva Zeva Achlan Pater. You mix them all together and you ate them all at one time, you Pater. Because the Rashi said, the two things Rashi said. Number one, you have a Sora, I think. Number two, because each one is mevatel the other one. So you can't be chayiv on pigol because a noser and tummy is mevatel. You can't be chayiv on noser because the pigol, because you never get it. So each one, so I understand, I aren't even styrofoam together. You know, Reish Lakish holds, ain isser, sorry, Reish Lakish holds that isser is mevatel zed. Okay? So Upliga, that sheet of Reish Lakish, who says that isurim mevatel zed, that's not in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Upliga de Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer, sorry. The Amar of Eliezer, Kishem she ain mitzvos mevatel zozo, just like mitzvos can't be mevatel each other, kach ain isurim mevatel zozo. So too, if there's a mixture of iser, they're not mevatel each other. And they count, what would be the case, they would, the pickle and they would count together, and they won't be mevatel, if you have one kizayis of iser and another kizayis of different iser, you have two kizayis. So then what would you need? You wouldn't, let's say, Mimdash Enamino, you wouldn't need 60 from the Vatim, you need 120. So if they come together, it's two Kazesim of Isser. The other way, according to Reish Lakish, if I have two Kazesim of Isser, different Isser, if I have 59 Kazesim of Heter in Darobus, that would be sufficient. Because a 59 plus one Isser is the Vatim of the other Isser, and 59 in the other Isser is the Vatim of the first Isser. That's how we pass them. We'll see them in the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Okay, so the Blazer says, Kashem Te Mitzvah Vatim Zo Zo, Kach Eni Sur Vatim Zo Zo. He says, just like if you have a mixture of two items that are mitzvah, two akhila items, they're not mevatel, each one is their own mitzvah, so to my Yisrael. What's the case? So he says, man shamas le'ed the amar, ra'in mitzvah, mevatel, zo, zo. Who's the man damar who holds that mitzvot are not mevatel each other, right? That's what Elazar says his words on. He says that it, he says kishen. Kishen means someone else said it. That's Hillel. Where's Hillel? They every year at the Seder. Hillel by Korin. Right? Right? It's Hillel Zasanya. When Hillel says, Amru alav Hillel Zakin, it's said about Hillel Zakin, when he would eat the Pesach and the Matzah, the Maror, specifically in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, when the time of the Beis HaMikdash was Chayav, right? The time of the Beis HaMikdash was alive, or was around. The time that the Beis HaMikdash was around, pointed out, by Tosfos points out, in the Amru, that time, the Pesach and the Matzah and the Maror, all mitzvot d'oraisa. They're all mitzvot d'oraisa. Right? The Zman of Zeh, we don't have the Korban Pesach. We're not eating the Korban Pesach. Machlokas, many hold that the Maror is not din d'oraisa, right? According to Rabbanan. And the Matzah is d'oraisa, which is a different thing. It's an erfoful Matzah. So he says, Amar Hillel Zaken, Chaya Korchom Bevas Achas. He would mix them all together. But Ochlan, and he would eat it, Mishum Chenemar, because it says, actually it says by the Korban Pesach Sheni, but it says, Al Matzahs Umorin Yochluhu. You eat them together. And Rashi says, Hillel Korch Pesach Matzah Mor Bevas Achas, the lo asi tam maror umuvatel the tam de matzah. Why are we using romaine lettuce? The problem is something that really had a strong taste. And the tam of the maror is not mevatel the tam of the matzah. Right. So a lot of questions answered. Maybe they just had a lot of matzah. Maybe they had a lot of matzah that wasn't mevatel the taste. You chayv the kazayis they had more. Number two, who says just because he holds it by pesach matzah or maror, he holds it across the board that ain't mitzvah matzah or zeh. By pesach matzah maror, you had a pasuk a matzah maror in mechulu. Okay. But the key thing is over here is that Bezman Hazeh, if you have that type of Moror, you can't be so much on the Pasuk and say, hey, Mitzvah Shabbat and so. I mean, if you don't have a Filas Matzah elsewhere and you had strong Moror, the Moror is only Din the Rabbanim. It's not really a Mitzvah. So it would be the Battle the Matzah. So it's clearly that this is only talking about the time of the base of Mitzvah Yekayah. But he's. Right. That we did a bittul, and that's what did a cover of the mitzvah. That's what we said. That could be because of cover. I don't think so. I mean, that's what it is. But I thought there's a hakira about that. But I don't know. I thought one side was saying it's a cover issue. Like we don't take, and the only time we do it sometimes where we have no choice. Like if you have a post for benching in Shal Shudas, and you can't drink it after you bench. So a lot of people, a lot of places, they'll use that for the dollar. So it's not a did a bittul. Okay, that's the case over there. But Reish Lakish clearly argues on it. Okay? So, just bring the halakha l'maiseh. Halakha l'maiseh. Whatever. Halakha that says in the Shulchan Aruch, not part of the maiseh. But, Hilkos Tarovos, in Simon Tzadifet, fifth test. So the Mechaber brings down. It's Kedera, the same case that we had. Kedera, you have a pot. Sheishba Chamisha V'tisha Zesim Heter. The volume of 59 of Heter. V'naklubo Shnei Zesim. And two Zesim of Israel fell in. Echad shall dam, the echad shall phelan. Two different isurim, right? Kol echad mitzdarif in a nun test shall hetel levatel chaveru. Each kazayis of iser is mitzdarif with the 59 of heter to be levatel the other one. So I have two kazayis of iser and only 59 of heter, but the mixture is mutter according to the mechaber because 1 + 59 is 60 knocks that one and with another one also. Pointed out though that according to the mechaber, right? According to Mechaber, we don't see the concept of Chatika Nasa Vela, so even if they fall in one after another. But according to many most sheikhs, according to Rama holds in Simon Sadi Beis Zedalad, he holds that Chatika Nasa Vela, which means if I have a mixture that becomes Tameh, that becomes you know, Treif, I guess, that becomes not kosher, the whole mixture becomes not kosher. So in that instance, if it came, the only time we would have this heck if it fell at the same time, was if first the Zayat of Dom fell in, so then I have a mixture now that's possible because of the dam. Then if the chela falls in afterwards, the chela is falling into an usher mixture. Okay? And if it brings down from the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says the source of this Gemara is number one, the Mishnah in Orla, and number two is our Gemara in Zvachim. Of Amar Reish Lakish, our Pigel, Vahanosim, our Tamish, Abola, Zebazeh, Vinosal Topiv, Pater. You get your potter, because Rashi says, "I yasha shalom yabim min al chaveru v'yivat lenu." Okay. I want to point out something else over here. Okay, that's fine. Our Mishnah said, like the Mishnah says, said that when you have blood of the carbon that mixes with the blood of the chulin. Rav Yehuda held ain adam levata klal. While the dam is not butter at all, and because it's min demino, it's not butter, and therefore you could still zorek the blood on the mizbeah, right? It still bothers me. If it's not butter, that means you have to tum it. They're not kosher blood in there as well. So you throw that on the mizbeah as well. And that was that's Tosos' question. I hope you saw Tosos. Yeah, it's just interesting. Tosos asked that question on right on Zayin on the base. It never changed. We're saying it's not changed. The mixture, the non-kosher blood mixed with the kosher, sorry, the dam of the chulin, not the chulin mixed with the dam of the kachim. It's not buckle, so this whole mixture cannot be thrown on the mizbeah. So you're throwing chulin blood onto the mizbeah. That's not buckle either. It has to go from the mizbeah. All right, that's the question. Okay, so Tan Rabbanan. We learn in a braisa, this is a Tosefta in Tosefta Taharos, Charson. We have a Kli Charis, which is sort of like a urinal. Kli Charis urinal, right? Kli Charson shall Zav Zava, which is used by a Zav or Zava, who their emissions are coming, right? So they were using it, and then what happened? It broke, right? The Meiraglayim, right? The Meiraglayim of the Zava Zava are Avatuma, right? They're an Avatuma, and their Balua, they're swallowed up basically into the walls of this Kli Charis. So all the shards all around, all these shards are there. So therefore we say, so what do you want to do? You want to clean it out. You want to relocate it. So Pam Risho Vesheini, the first time you rinse them out, they're still tummy. The Kli Charis is still tummy. The Meir Aglaim is still inside the Kli Charis. But Shlishi Tahor. And after you wash it out the third time, it's Tahor. So the Gemara, the Brisa continues. Bamed Vayim Amurim, what do you have to use to wash it out? Bamed Vayim Amurim, Shenosel Lesofo Mayim. When you washed it out three times with water, then the charson is no longer tamei. Rather, you washed it out not with water. What did you wash it out? With other meiraglayim, I guess. You washed it out with other meiraglayim. Afilu asiri tamei. Even if you do it 10 times, it's not tahar. This must be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Min benino ein obato. Even though we just saw before, and I'm just thinking about it right now, right? Did we just see a brisa we said that meiraglayim roin osam kihilu heimayim? Because we see that Meiraglayim is similar to the making of the Maya, right? We had that case, we had a Dali that was filled with Meiraglayim, that had to be Nitval in the Mikvah, and we said, Rowan Osaki Mayim, and therefore the Mikvah water is Matara even the inside. Because we say Meiraglayim and the water are the same thing, right? We said Meiraglayim and the water were the same thing in that price. So therefore, if we have a pitcher filled with Meiraglayim, and I told him in the mikvah, it's like Hashafta and everything is good. And here we're saying that water is no good, that Meiraglayim is different than water. Yemakasha? Or am I not understanding something? Right, isn't that what we said on the previous price? On Ayin Chesem Advinis. Okay, maybe they're just two different prices, or just two different sheets. Right? Because Mimbamino is Eno Batel, and the Meiraglayim of a Tahor is not the Vatel, the Meiraglayim of a Zav that's Balua in the Kli. But that's calling on Rabbi Yezbe Yaakov Omer Shlishi Apo Pisha Lo Nasal Sofa Mayim Tahor. Rabbi Yezbe Yaakov says, no, it doesn't say Mimbamino is Batel, is Kabbin Vatel. So even if you wash it out three times with Tahor Meiraglayim, then the Meiraglayim cleaned out the Meiraglayim of the Zav that was Nivla in the Kli, and the Kli is no longer Tamei. Now understand, don't we have a concept that by Kli Charis, that Shvirason Zogi Tarason? For what? Shvirason Zogi Tarason? What did you say? Right. So that's question number one. But the concept here, the Kli Charis. Because the Kli itself doesn't absorb it, because only the Kli Charis can't become. The only time the Kli Charis can have to become tar is if it's absorbed with heat. to hear the Meir of Lion is not as long as heat, so you can clean it out, you can wash it out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so now the Gemara says, Man Shamar Slay the Amr Mivim Lo Batil. Who's the sheet that we know who says Mivim Lo Batil? We said that's Rabbi Yehuda. We also said Rabbi Gamliel. But we said we're going to the sheet, the answer of Rabbi, that it's Rabbi, it makes sense to take Rabbi Yehuda, because we're all shot. I think we're so much on the answer of Rabbi, that Mivim Lo Batil is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And we say Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So Man Shamar Slay the Amr Mivim Lo Batil. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Because he said, Ein Dam Batil Dam. That's our Mishnah. And therefore it's Mucha, that the first man, the Amar, in this Bryce, in the Tosefta, we worked out, is a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So therefore we see that you need Nesina's Mayim. You have to put Mayim in there to wash it out. The Riminu, well, that's the Kasha from another Bryce. This is also a Tosefta in Tahara, a little earlier. Pishdan Shetiva also Nida. So I guess a woman who is Nida is sewing flax, right? She's spinning flax. And in order to spin flax, they used to spit on it to make it, to keep it together, I guess. Right? And her, she's a Nida, so her spit is coming. Right? So she is spinning flax. So now, Mesito Tahor. Someone who moves it is Tahor, but that's only if it's dry. If it's dry. But the Imhayalach, but the Pishta was still moist from her spit, Mesito Tame, the person who moves it is Tame, they contract tumah from the pishdan because the woman's spit is on it, right? Mesito tamei mishumash ke pia because of the liquid from her mouth. Rabbi Yehuda, here comes Rabbi Yehuda. Af harotvo b'mayim tamei mishumash ke pia. Even if it got dry, and then someone re-moistened it with water, and someone else then touched it, it's tamei mishumash ke pia. It's like chos of an eir, a concept that it reawakens and it becomes tamei. So it's mashma here that it doesn't make a difference. Afilu tuva, he says. It doesn't matter how many times you cleaned out, you put water on it. Our mishbrisa that we just said, if you wash out the urinal with water three times, it becomes tamei. It's not a scheme of good about mindamino, it's a scheme of nishita. Here he seems to be mashma saying that no matter how many times you make the flax wet after it dried, it's chos of an eir. Why by the Meir of Lion? What? So the Gemara answers, I'm reviewed the shiny roke, the courier. Roke is different. Roke is very different from other things because it doesn't come out. It's the courier. It's like you said, it's absorbed inside the pishdan, and therefore, if it gets wet, it's always there. It's only the time if it's wet. If it gets wet, it's there. So no matter how many times you put water on the pishdan, the roke is still there. The roke is still there. It reacted. Dormant and now reactivated. As opposed to the Meir Glein case, when you wash it out and it's gone. Right? So let's look at Rashi. I think Rashi says that. He says, Shani Rok, the courier, Trish, Trish, Velaz, Nichnash, the Pishdan, the Rok goes into the Pishdan, the Chazaka, its strength, the Kasha, let's say, it's very difficult for it to come out. Have a Meir Glaim, low believe Yecheres cooling high. It's not as Balua into the Cheres. Okay. The Mishnah said, right? The Mishnah said that if Dam Pusel gets mixed up with Dam of Hekdesh, you pour it out into the Amma. You pour it out into the street. Okay? So Rashi said, what's Dam Tulim? Dam Tulim is a Nirvo or a Figgle gets mixed together. So, and there's a machlokus between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer by the Dam of a Karbon. That's Misari B'dam Psulim or Dam Tamsim. And the Sfas Emes asked by the Dam Tamsim, how is it possible to know the determine exact when the blood flowing out stops to become Dam Nefesh and becomes Dam Tamsim? So that's the Sfas Emes question. Right, the Tanakama holds in our case that this Dam is Pusul to be thrown on the Mizbeah, even if the Dam Pusher is rove, right? You said we'll explain the reason in the Gemara, and now we'll explain it. And Rabbi Lezer said is Mashur, you can throw it on. So my Kamiflugi. What's the machlokus between Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer? The Tanakama is possible this blood to be thrown in the Mizbeah, and Rabbi Lezer says it's kosher for the blood to go in the Mizbeah. So Amar Rav Zvid said, what's the machlokus? Gozerin gezeir b'migdash kamiflagi. The machlokus is whether or not you can make a gezeir in the Beit HaMikdash. Right? What's the reading? Amar Amar Sava Gozerin, Amar Sava Lo Gozerin. Look at Rashi. Gozerin gezeir b'migdash kamiflagi. Look at Rashi. He says, Im osin siya bekachin, if we can make a siyah, make a gzera in the base of Midrash, la harchik min ha'azera, so we can distance ourselves from Aveira. V'lo chayshinim lehefset kochin, shelo yachzit elu b'shil siyag d'achirim kamiflagi.
Can we make a gezeira in the mikdash in order to prevent ourselves from coming to a real iser, and in the process, be masil hefset? So the chachamim are going to make a gezeira, and by the gezeira, you're going to be throwing the blood into the stream to get rid of it, right? Tanakam Rashi says so for gozer. He says we are gozer. Why? Hilka. Therefore, this arev dam parsha v'dam pasul. They mix together. Over damatamsis. The avo pisha ain v'psul v'lo b'tamsis k'day levatul for hefsher. He does not enough to be vatul. It's still dam pasher. Yishpachu v'amah. He poured it into the amah. Gzeiro with a gzeiro dilma asi lachshuri namehecha v'yish v'dam pasul v'dam tamsis k'day levatul for hefsher. You're worried that maybe there's going to be a case where the Dhamma Tamsis is more than the Kasha blood, and people will still use it. So you make that Gezerah. V'hai delogaz v'ayin. How come we're not Gozer in the other case of the Mishnah? V'hai delogaz v'ayin v'hokki b'nis ayir v'dam behema o'dam v'chaya v'shun v'chul v'zor l'shichi. Those cases are food. That's not Shriah that you can have full in blood. To have plus of blood is more Shriah. That full in blood is not so Shriah. Aval psu v'shichi. If ain't Tamsis Shriah after Rabba on that, it's possible that there's a lot of blood and the Dhamma Tamsis come out more. So he says that you make the gzeira even though you're going to be mafsid hektish. But mar sava lo gozrin. Rav Elazar says ain gozrin. Rashi says chashu chachamim. The chachamim were koshish shlo lehashit kachim machma gzeira. I don't want to ruin kachim because of a gzeira. The blood here is kadosh. Hilchach ad sheyei min apsul kadei sheilu hayumayim lo hayinik adam hefsher bo machshim lo lizrika. So long as the kasher blood is not vato in the non kasher blood, I have to be Zorikin. If I make it Zera, then I'm going to be Mavatel Kachin. So that's that Machlokas. Okay? So Rapapa Amma, Rapapa says, no, Kule Alma, right? Gozer. Everyone agrees that you're Gozer. Even Rav Elazar agrees that you're Gozer. So what's the Machlokas here? Right? We're not Gozer for Hepsin Kachin. Rahafa, the Dam Tamsis, Matsoy Lirbos Aldama Nevis Kamiflagi. Rapapa is switching. He's basically going to say that our assumption in the Mishnah is incorrect. Rabbi Lezer is not cholik on the Dam Behema Tahor, on the Dam Tamei, Dam Tahor, Dam Tamei. He's only cholik on the Dam Tamsis part. We make the Gezerah. So we're going to read the Mishnah in a minute. So, V'hachah, B'dam HaTamsis, much of the Rabbis of Dam HaNefesh Kamifagi. Is it, excuse me, my focus on Matthias, is it Shriach, right, whether it's something, is it Shriach that Dam Tamsis can end up being more robed than the Dam HaNefesh? Marsav, Shriach or Marsav, Lo Shriach? Again, look at Rashi. The Kuliyami Gozrin, Rashi says, the low Hasid Kutchim. We're not worried about being Mapsid Kutchim. Right? Ubinis Ari Vidam Absulim, right? And if it's mixed up with Dam Pasul, the Milsa the Shrikahu, that's possible, right? It's a possible situation. Low Poly Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's not Cholik on there. Ella Binis Ari Vidam Tamsis Lefut Poly. He's only Cholik if the Dama Nefesh gets mixed up with Dama Tamsis. Umishum the Kasabar, because he holds. It's not Shriah that the Dam HaTamsis is more than the Nefesh blood. Dam HaTamsis is the leftover. It's not Shriah that's going to be more, right? Hilchach Amai Nigzer. Why make a Gzeira? Why make a Gzeira that if Dam HaNefesh is mixed up with Dam HaTamsis, it can't be, can't Zorik, because the possibility exists that if the Dam HaTamsis ever becomes more, it will be possible to still throw it. Dam HaTamsis is not going to be more than the Dam HaNefesh, he says, right? It's the same concept as we had before, that it got mixed up with Dam Kulin. And what do we say there? It's not Shkira. But Tanakam Rasavar, Pa'amim, Shu Rabal Dam HaNefesh. I think the Machlokas is, you have to lumbicize the Machlokas. It can't be a Machlokas and Shkira. They all agree as to whether or not how much Dam Tamsis is in the behavior. The Machlokas is that sufficient enough to warrant a behavior? You can't see the Machlokas in the Metzias. You can't, but you try to avoid Machlokas in the Metzias. The Machlokas in the Metzias would be, is there, in the Behema, is it Shriah for the Dhamma Tamsis to be more than the Dhamma Nefesh? One says yes, one says no. Metzias question. It takes the same amount. The question is, whether that amount is sufficient for the Rabbanan to make a zero amount. That just switches it around. If I'm going to say, Hilchach goes in Bay, Hechad de lo Rabba, Asu de Rabba, Umiyu im Nimla, for the Mishnah continued, if you didn't ask the Shaila, with Nassan, and you sent it over, it's Kusher, the Gzeira Amahu. It's only Gzeira. Why is Gzeira Gzeira? No, the Gzeira, it's mixed together. The Gzeira is that maybe the situation, you're worried
You won't want to throw this mixture because you're worried that maybe in a situation where the Dhamma Tamsis is rove, it's going to be thrown. We know it's in there. And in our regular case that we have it, Dhamma Tamsis is mixed up with Dhamma Nefesh. The Dhamma Nefesh is more. We say don't throw that mixture of blood. Gezeira, maybe there'll come a situation where the Dhamma Tamsis is more and somebody will throw it. I also have to say, the whole concept, also, I've always had the concept of eight, there are no eight shvuts for mikvahs. So, it must, and see, they've kept clearly gzeiros here. So, the Sefer Myra Cohen points out, says that there are gzeiros in the mikvahs. There are gzeiros in the base of mikvahs that deal with mikvahs items, that deal with things that go on in the base of mikvahs. Right? But gzeiros that they made a gzeiros in chulin, shemiyar biru balad amas pashasarabu, that gzeiros doesn't apply in the base of mikvahs. That's why, you know, in the base of mikvahs, they would not tell the arava even on Shabbos. Because a gzeira that was done as a fooling gzeira, a goes in the mikdash. But a hektish gzeira, you definitely can make in the base of mikdash. Okay. So the Gemara says, so according to this now, Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, Tanakama Rabbi Lazar, only a cholik by Dam Tamsis and Dam Nefesh. But by Dam Karb and Dam Pusel, Rabbi Lazar agrees that it's Pusel midrabanan, even if there's not enough to be vakalin. So the Gemara says, Bishlamal Rav Papa. Rav Papa makes sense. Look at the language of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. Bishlamal Rav Papa. Hainu Dekatani. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says what? What's the fine? It says, Nisari Vidama Psulim Yishapech La'ama. Then it says again, Vidama Tamsis Yishapech La'ama. And then it says, Rabbi Lazar says you can throw it, right? That's how the Mishnah reads. Let's read the actual Mishnah inside. It says, right? Nisari Vidama Psulim Yishapech La'ama. Vidama Tamsis Yishapech La'ama. Rabbi Lazar Machshir. So if Rabbi Lezer was cholik on both, it would just say nisare, right, nisare v'dam sulin, or v'dam tamsif, yishbach l'amr lezer machshir. The fact that it says yishbach l'amr twice means it's like a semicolon. First case is nisare v'dam sulin, yishbach l'amr. Everyone agrees. Next case, v'dam tamsif, yishbach l'amr, and there Rabbi Lezer machshir. The Mishnah works out better according to Shita Rav Papa that the machlokas is only by dam tamsif and dam nefesh. Bishma l'Rav Papa hayin dekatani nisari v'dam sulim yishbach la'ama v'dam atamsis yishbach la'ama. El Rav Zvid li'arivinhu v'lisninuhu. Have it mixed together. Mishnah should just say nisari v'dam sulim or nisari v'dam tamsis yishbach la'ama. And then Rabbi Lezer's colleagues. The Gemara says, you're right, yachnami kasha. That is a kasha. And it's more mistaber. Look at Rashi a second. It's more mistamber that they'll say that Rabbi Lezer only follows on the Dhamma Tamsis case. Rashi says, Mishmar Papa da Amar Lo Pali Rabbi Lezer Varesha, Mishim Haki Lo Ari Vitarno Lo Yishbach, the Besefa. The Besefa Pali Varesha Divrei Kol. El Rav Zid, Le Arvena Lo Lithnu, Mis Arif Vidam Sulim, O Vidam Tamsis, Yishbach Lo Amar. That's what to say, Kasha. Okay, we have 5 minutes. You know what? Sorry? The line, Lo Mimlox, the Nusan, will probably go on each case if you hold it possible. In either case. Right? In either case where we say that it's possible. Yeah, that makes sense because you make a period after the machlokas. And it says the imlo nimlach v'nasan kasha. Right? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow on Shabbos with the Mishnah. Have a good day.